Next, we'll look at an American politician involved in a variety of contentious issues. From climate change, immigration, to closing Guantanamo, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has broken ranks with his party to work with Democrats on those issues. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this profile of a Senate Republican who reaches out.
A few years ago, there were Senate Republicans who regularly worked with Democrats on major legislation. Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, John Warner of Virginia, John McCain of Arizona. But Specter became a Democrat, Warner retired, McCain tacked to the right to defend himself against a conservative primary challenger. And today, on one issue after another, the man who works with Democrats is Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
There's a middle ground, and I'd like to find that middle ground to not only protect the country, but to start over and create a new process that we all could be proud of.
That was Graham talking about closing Guantanamo. The White House's top lawyer, Bob Bauer, has had regular meetings with Graham on Capitol Hill over the last few months. They're trying to work out a deal that would allow the administration to buy a federal prison in Illinois to house Guantanamo detainees. Under this agreement, the Attorney General's plan to send the accused 9/11 mastermind to civilian court would be scrapped. Instead, military commissions would play a bigger role. Senator John Breaux was a conservative Democrat from Louisiana until he retired 5 years ago. Breaux often crossed the aisle to work with Republicans, and he sees Graham playing a similar role today.
It's a difficult role because many times your own party doesn't want you to participate in those type of endeavors. And I think, to Lindsey's credit, he said, look, I want to get things done, and I know that if you're in the minority, you're going to have to work with the majority, or nothing will ever get done.
Graham has partnered with some of the most prominent liberals in the Senate, New York's Chuck Schumer on immigration, John Kerry of Massachusetts on a cap-and-trade climate change bill. Republican strategist Charlie Black says these alliances could be valuable in the future.
When you have closer margins in the Senate, and everybody realizes a lot of bipartisan work has to get done, he'll be there front and center with some experience at it.
A few other Republican senators have made tentative steps across the aisle in the last year. George Voinovich of Ohio, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins of Maine. But as Senator Breaux points out, those are northern states with a lot of Democrats.
It's much more difficult, I think, to reach out to Democrats being from South Carolina than it is being from the state of Maine. When Lindsey steps out, I mean, he does it to some degree at a political risk to himself.
In fact, local Republican parties in some South Carolina counties have censured Graham. Among other reasons, conservative voters were angry that Graham voted to confirm Sonia Sotomayor, President Obama's first Supreme Court nominee. Graham was the only Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee to support her. But Graham is hardly a moderate. The American Conservative Union gives him a 90% lifetime approval rating, and liberal activists fear that dealing with Graham is pulling Democrats off course.
It's tempting to say that if we can just draw in one person with an R next to their name, you know, the White House can say it's acting in a way that's bipartisan.
Elisa Massimino of Human Rights First believes there is a right way and a wrong way to close Guantanamo. She sees Graham's plan, with military trials and indefinite detention, as the wrong way.
That's not principled pragmatism. That's getting it off the table at whatever cost.
And the White House does run the risk of losing support from Democrats while it gains support from Graham. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland chairs the Judiciary Subcommittee that oversees closing Guantanamo.
I want to make sure that we have a system in place that is true to American principles and meets international accountability. And I don't believe we can compromise those principles.
As to whether Graham's proposal would be an unacceptable compromise on those principles, Cardin says he's reserving judgment. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.